We'll talk to you soon. We're going to be joined in studio by David and Angela Breitenbach, and they've brought in their friends Scott and Lena Yont. We'll be back. We'll talk about Spiritual Orphans Network and what they're doing in missions around the world. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Krecka Law, we believe in making things right when things go wrong. If you are injured, you shouldn't have to go it alone. You deserve someone who will listen to you and fight for you. We believe that you deserve to protect your future, protect your family, and protect your loved ones. We believe in challenging insurance companies and standing up to bullies. We believe that David can beat Goliath. 843-7777.
The Krecka Law Firm. Righting wrongs, protecting your future. TheKreckaLawFirm.com. The C-R-E-C-C-A Law Firm.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard to their race, religion, culture, or social status, and care for them without any cost to a family member or the state. Our goal is always to show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the staff. For more information, go to our website, acch4kids.org, or call 898-5520.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. Have you ever wondered why people dread buying a new car? Maybe it's because of the way they were treated in the past. Maybe they were disrespected, or maybe they were even lied to. Well, none of us can change the past, but at Power Ford, we can help you write the future. We're a different type of dealership, so you have a different type of experience. We believe in doing the right thing, building trust, and leading with our values. Faith, family, and then Ford. We're here to help. Just ask. Find your ride at mypowerford.com.
Godsend Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at godsend-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for your next mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. We are joined in studio by David and Angela Breitenbach. They are the directors and run the ship for Spiritual Orphans Network. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. It's good to be here.
Well, and I'm going to have you introduce Scott and Lena.
Yes.
Yep.
Lena.
Uh-huh.
Okay. See, I'm always saying these names incorrectly. They are from ministering in the Ukraine right now. And so, David, take it away, man.
Absolutely. You know, God always works in really great ways, and it's always about relationship. And I received a phone call from a pastor in Iowa back last spring, and he said, I have this friend. He's been working in Ukraine, and they're looking for a possibility of a mission sending agency. So I called, and we got in contact with Scott, and over the last few months, we've really gotten to know each other. They've met with our board, and we gladly took the Yonts on for as our newest missionaries serving in Ukraine. And they have a really robust and unique ministry working with disabled children and adults, and something that's really unusual in that part of the world.
You know, you speak of disabled people, and I want to have you tell us all about it here, Pastor Scott, in just a second, but 2 days ago, I had a ministry called Johnny and Friends. I don't know if you're familiar with Johnny Erickson Tata, but they provide free wheelchairs to people, and I'm sure that's a ministry partner that you guys are going to want to meet up with. So happy to help you any way we can. ABQ Connect, that's kind of what we do. We try to connect everybody, you know? Right. Scott, tell us about what you're doing in Ukraine.
Yeah, I've been full-time for about 6.5 years in Ukraine, and working with children with special needs. I spent 6 years with an organization, Godsend and Treasures, and we really focused on providing wheelchairs and mobility aids for children with special needs, as well as elderly that had maybe strokes or amputations. And I know many of those wheelchairs came from Johnny and Friends, so that has been a connection. I was able to get to the office there and you know, see their office, and it was a really beautiful place. And but for me, and really what my passion and my part of ministry was doing summer camps for children with special needs. We had children with cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, children with diabetes, all kinds of different challenges. And we would do week-long summer camps. And we also get to do some awesome events throughout the year. We partnered with the Tim Tebow Foundation to do Night to Shine, a prom for children with special needs. And that has just been such a joy. We actually just did that last month. It was a little different this year. We had a virtual red carpet instead of a actual red carpet, but it was just such a blessing to see the kids be able to come together. They just got to see special messages from a lot of different, you know, stars in the U.S., but we also put together a video of talent show that they all got to watch, and it was just so neat to see how much they encouraged one another afterwards as we had this, you know, big Zoom meeting with all the kids, you know, kind of a little crazy because everyone could talk at once, but just saying, oh, Volva, you sang so well. Oh, Masha, that was such a beautiful poem you shared. You know, it just was a really neat. They all got a gift bag and a crown or tiara, and so they all got crowned the king or queen of the prom, because that's how God sees them each and every day, as heirs to his kingdom through Jesus. And so it was just a really special event.
Did you give any dance lessons? Because that's where I'm challenged.
You know, we let Tim Tebow and his wife take care of that.
I love that. Lena, tell us about yourself and how are you working in the ministry?
So I'm a Ukrainian. Mm-hmm. And just a few years ago, maybe, I met Scott and I went first time to the camp, and I just loved it so much. And my major is special education, so I was like very excited to do that, and it's what I want to do and work with kids, so I'm just really blessed to do that, especially with my husband. So.
Yeah, tell me, how is your heart focused on people that have special needs? I mean, everybody has needs, but I kind of want to know, what is it God said, hey, this group of people over here is not being paid attention to like maybe they should.
Mm-hmm. So I know I always wanted to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. And because in Ukraine, it's not really like people don't really appreciate this job. Like it's not really, it's hard to do. Mm-hmm. And so my mom was a teacher and she said, no, maybe you should try something like different a little bit, like a speech therapist, because it's really needed right now. And so I went to study in this direction, but then, my like faculty separated, like we were forced to create two groups, and so I was like forced to go to this group. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I didn't know anything about it, about like people with disabilities, and so I was like very surprised, and but I decided to go for it, and I really love that it happened to me. Like it was like not my decision, but I guess God's decision.
Yeah.
So it was really like amazing, and I was so into it, and I really like to learn about it, and then to actually meet kids and just work with them, it's just so much fun.
Oh, what a blessing. Angela, I'm going to go to you now. We're kind of having to share microphones in the studio today, but you're sharing that with your beloved, so that's okay.
That's right.
In the face of COVID,
sweet.
Right?
That's right. So sweet.
That's right. Angela, you keeping Pastor David in line?
Well, to the extent that that's possible. Certainly.
Well, tell us a little bit about, I know that David just went to Ethiopia.
He did.
Which is a little different than serving the former Soviet Union countries. So that's an exciting opportunity for the ministry.
It really is. And so it is actually in our wheelhouse, even though it's a separate continent. Mm-hmm. It's also, Ethiopia is also a former communist country. And so,
I didn't know that. I know nothing about sociology and geography. Wow.
Yes. So, that has been a real blessing to us. We went last year to just sort of explore some possibilities. And we can now officially say that we are partnered with Manal School here in Albuquerque, who, has 18 schools internationally and is looking to plant really some more. And our good friend, Dr. Reverend Gemetches Buba, who is Ethiopian but works here in North America, has built two new schools there. And so the Manal School folks will be administering that curriculum, and it's really exciting.
I'm just going to make a comment here. I'll probably get in trouble. But names from other countries are cooler than American names,
yes.
Aren't they?
Yes. I agree.
I had a young man who, I remember this, and this is when I was 15 years old. I was volunteering at the Boys and Girls Club of Albuquerque. And the little boy's name was Jalal Hadin Hadu Baba. So we kept saying his name over and over and over just because it was so cool. And he was finally rolling his eyes like, okay, guys, you've said my name like 8,000 times. Tell me that name again that you just
Dr.
said.
Dr. Reverend Gemetches Desta Buba.
I love that. That's like a movie star name.
Yes.
David, hey, I got to get with you and talk to you a little bit about, if you would tell us just an overview about Spiritual Orphans Network, just to remind our listeners what you do.
Certainly. It is a Spiritual Orphans Network, as the name indicates. We work not necessarily with physical orphans from a worldly perspective, but those who are spiritually orphaned. They don't have a father in heaven who loves them, at least that they know about, brothers and sisters in Christ. They don't have the connection. They feel absolutely isolated. And so that is our focus. And by God's grace, we have found that work to be really robust in the former communist nations because of what communism did to religion in general.
Well, and you mentioned, you're talking about the camps that Scott was talking about. Mm-hmm. You guys do Bible camps.
We do.
And part of that is teaching English.
It is.
To people. And there's a desire, and Lena's shaking her head, I hope she says yes, that people in these countries want to learn English because it's an international language.
Absolutely.
And you happen to be using this book that we all like a lot to teach.
Yes, we do. We use the Bible. And that allows us to teach biblical perspectives in really unique settings. For instance, in public schools in places like Russia. Public schools in places like Slovakia and of course in Ukraine. And that's something that you and I can't do here in the United States, but there, because it's wrapped around a genuine curriculum that focuses on English, which is something that's desirable, but it puts students and their families in touch with the gospel, many for the very first time.
Mm, nice. Scott, what made you return to the Ukraine to do full-time missionary work?
For me, you know, it's probably that combination between being at camp and just seeing how special that was for the kids. I think it really hit me that probably I remember asking a kid, his name was Sergey. He had been many times. He was maybe 13 years old. It was maybe his fifth, sixth time coming to camp. What year was your favorite time coming to camp? And he told me, yeah, it was probably my first year. And I said, well, why? He said, well, before that camp, I hadn't left my apartment in over 2 years. Because of his disability, he had had a injury when he was about 7 years old and left him in a wheelchair. And he was just so ashamed. He didn't want any of his friends to see him. He would, when teachers would come to his house, he'd ask his mom to hide the wheelchair on the balcony, because he was just so ashamed. And, when he finally, you know, he was convinced to come to the camp and just got to be there for a week with other kids in wheelchairs with special needs, to have this group of crazy Americans just coming and pouring love on him for that whole week, having meals with him and just sharing the hope of Jesus with him. You know, it just completely changed his life from this kid that was just did not want to ever leave his apartment just because he was so ashamed of himself to a kid who, you know, knows that he's loved by Christ and knows there's other kids that are just like him. And now, you know, he was actually the best man at our wedding, Sergey, and he is on the Ukrainian wheelchair fencing team now. He goes to university, and all these things are so challenging for him to be a part of because he lives in an apartment on the seventh floor with an elevator that's constantly broken, and bad stairs, bad sidewalks, no public accessible transportation, and yet, you know, he's accomplished so much, and really that's because of the difference Christ has made in his life.
Well, it's neat to have young couples like you and Lena who are sharing your not only your walk together as a married couple, but sharing your ministry. But this show is not above romance. So we're going to find out what your opening line was with this young lady when we come back after these messages. So stay with us on ABQ Connect.
It's morning in Canton, Ohio. Joe McDermott is thirsty. He gets up from his easy chair and walks 20 feet to the kitchen. He turns on the faucet and fills up his glass. 8,000 miles away, Mahika walks barefoot for 3 miles to fill her clay jug with water. Problem is, this water is contaminated. The people of Mahika's village suffer from disease. Some die, but this is their only source of water. Joe, if you're listening, for just $30, Gospel Phrasia can provide a biosand water filter for Mahika and her family. This device makes water 98% pure. Or you can donate a Jesus well for her village, bringing clean water to 300 people. Joe, we hope you're listening, because people like Mahika are counting on you. Give the gift of life, the gift of water, and point the way to the living water through Gospel Phrasia. Thanks, Joe. Call 855-572-4628 or go to knkt.com and click the Gospel Phrasia banner.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible, verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzig, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
This is Chip Lusko, General Manager of KNKT and Star 88, and we have an opening in my office for a media assistant. After more than 4 years, Heidi Houston is accompanying her new husband to Europe, where he serves in our armed forces. While I'm happy for Heidi and Connor, I am now in need of a full-time assistant who can work with me on various radio and TV projects locally and on multimedia national and international outreaches for Connection Communications. Media experience is helpful, but not mandatory. A grasp of social media is required, and you need to be flexible. At The Connection, we move fast, think big, and try to have fun as we fulfill our primary task of preaching and teaching the gospel. If this sounds attractive to you, apply at calvarynm.church/jobs. That's calvarynm.church/jobs.
The aftermath of 2020 has left so many of us wrestling with questions about the future and wondering, what's next? Here's Skip Heitzig.
That's a question, by the way, that people ask anytime there is a catastrophe, any kind of catastrophic event causes people to ask the question, what's next? If there's a car accident that happens, well, what's next? Am I going to be able to walk after this? If a disease strikes someone, what's next? Am I going to be cured? If somebody we love dies, we ask, what's next? Am I going to be able to go on?
We want to help you live with confidence, no matter what the future holds, by sending you a powerful collection of Easter weekend messages from Skip Heitzig on the hope of the resurrection.
Anything's possible. If the one who said he's going to die and rise again died and rose again, that means all of the promises Jesus ever made are possible and can come true. That's why it's called The Living Hope.
The Morning That Changed Everything with Skip Heitzig is a DVD collection of 6 life-changing Easter messages. And it's our thanks for your gift of $35 or more today to help connect more people to the living hope of Jesus Christ. To give online securely, visit connectwithskip.com/offer or call 800-922-1888.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly and Dave Slade and their team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100, or reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. We're in studio today with David and Angela Breidenbach. David is a pastor, Spiritual Orphans Network. Angela actually steers the boat. I know how this works, by the way.
You're absolutely correct.
And they've brought in Pastor Scott and Yena, Lena. You got to say it for me.
Lena.
Okay. Yont. Did I say that right?
Yont.
And
yep.
off the air, we were saying some cool things. So, Scott, your name actually in Ukraine is kind of a negative thing where wives want their husbands to pick it up. They say, don't be a Scot.
Yeah, when they see the name, of course, they pronounce it Scot. And that's like the word for cattle. And that's what the wives would say if their husbands are misbehaving. Don't be a Scot. So...
Is that an expression that you use, Lena?
It is.
I mean, love it.
And to my dog sometimes. I mean, he's maybe like twice I did it.
That's funny.
Not
but,
just, no.
But here's the super cool thing. So, like in Russian, that means stingray.
Yeah, Scott in Russian is the word for stingray. So, for that the is, first time.
That's way cool.
Cool
I love
name.
That. So, I mentioned to everybody that's listening, you're a young couple. Lena, tell us how you met. And what his opening line was. We've got to know that.
We met at church because we had a Bible school there. Bible school. So students and a few interpreters decided to like meet after like lessons every Wednesday and like to speak English a little bit. So like learn more because teachers are coming from America and we can't talk to them, like, so only interpreters can. So we decided to learn it, and our pastor invited Scott as a native speaker to help us just to, because it's easier when you speak to somebody whose native language is you're learning, so, and we were just playing games, like board games or something like that, so like easy, no, not like formal, and I just thought he was really cool. And very nice, and he was playing guitar, and I'm like, wow, that's
you
awesome.
Fell for a musician.
Yeah.
And I just, like, not many people around me who can do that, so I was like, that's cool.
That's nice. Yeah. That's nice. What language do they speak in Ukraine?
We speak Russian and Ukrainian. I mean, Ukrainian more, but because I grew up in the East, which is closer to Russia, like, we speak more Russian there.
So is Ukrainian something that a Russian can understand?
Or I think they cannot understand.
Oh, they can't. So
maybe
it's that different.
Some words, but some words are absolutely different. So they would not understand some of them.
But almost every Ukrainian can understand Russian.
I would say
Russian.
Every Ukrainian.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Now, that's an interesting thing. So it sounds like you can speak Ukrainian, Russian, and English.
Yeah.
I think that's the coolest thing to me. Because I think that people that are bilingual, I think it even enhances the way your brain works. Mm-hmm. It's like an amazing thing. And that really is something that you're really introducing, isn't it, Pastor David? You are helping people that speak other languages to learn English, and it's really pervasive in not only the ministry, but in their ability to do business around the world.
Right. And it is. It's not so much that we're teaching English. They're learning that in school. It's really the idea that they can, as Lena was referring to, interact with somebody for whom English is their native language. And it's that relationship. And those relationships that form around the Word of God. And it's exciting for them because they're getting to speak with us as Americans, but they're also interacting with God's Word. And God blesses that time together in countless ways.
Angela, let me ask you. I know that you're part of you're the main planner around here is what I get the feeling.
I am.
So you're planning camps and some other things. COVID makes everything have to be fluid. So tell us what the plans are for the summer.
Well, we begin to plan camps in August and September of the previous year. So we really had hoped that we would be further along in this, you know, global fight against COVID. But that said, we are planning on doing camps beginning in June, starting in Ukraine. One of them will be with Ayants, and then moving on to Albania. We are welcome in both of those countries. Currently, the other camps are in EU countries where we're not quite allowed in yet. But we're hearing that that may, those restrictions may begin to be lifted as early as next month. So we are in full planning mode for and go mode right now for our summer camps.
Okay. Having said that, how do people volunteer to go to camp with you?
All right. Well, the best way is to get onto our website, which is Sun Network, one N, SONETWORK.org. And you will see a link that says serve. And right there is an application. But you can also call me or email me. And I am happy to talk you through that process and answer any questions you might have.
You want to give us those numbers?
Sure, absolutely. So my email is angela@sunnetwork.org. Again, one N. And my phone number is 505-274-4156. Happy to talk with you.
And this is kind of a neat experience. The Ayants are full-time missionaries. But I would imagine at some point they weren't full-time missionaries. And so you learn whether God's kind of calling you by going on some of these trips.
We have had some of our full-time missionaries start with us on our going on our short-term summer trips. And conversely, we've had some people that were just certain that they wanted to go into full-time missionary work and discovered that maybe not. Mm. And so it is a great way to know how God is calling you as a missionary. We're all missionaries, mm-hmm. and we should all be missionaries wherever we are. But there's something about going overseas and doing that in a situation that pushes you out of your comfort zone that helps you to understand how important it is to do mission work wherever you are.
Mm. Scott, can you share with us a story of, you've kind of alluded to some people that you know and the best man in your wedding mm-hmm. and some things like that, but have you really seen a major impact of the gospel on people that you've ministered to?
Absolutely. For me, really, and it was probably the moment that I knew, you know, I need to be in Ukraine full time, was we had gotten a phone call. There was a man who lived out in one of the villages. He had cancer, and they were just, the family was asking for a wheelchair because they just wanted to be able to take him outside, get fresh air. They weren't sure, you know, how many months he had left. And, got to go out there and visit this man. His name was Yvonne. And the first thing was just talking to him for maybe 40 minutes, 50 minutes, and just getting to learn about his life. And I could just see immediately, you know, his hands were swollen, his feet were swollen, he was in pain. But he told me he was a firefighter. And it came to know that he was one of the firefighters sent in to Chernobyl to put out the fires at the nuclear reactor when the meltdown happened. And, you know, it just hit me so hard that here's this man who did something so heroic for his country, and here he is alone in a village and can't even get a wheelchair from his government. And I just remember opening up to John chapter 14 with him and just really just sharing with him this message of hope that Jesus says, in my Father's house are many rooms, and I've gone there to prepare a place for you. And if I've gone there, I'm going to come back to take you so that where I am, you can be also. And just, you know, that Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And just having a chance to say, Yvonne, do you believe this? And he said, I do believe it. And just to see the peace that just kind of came over him despite the pain he was in, despite everything, just, you know, that's the impact the gospel can make. And, you know, at that moment, just knowing that there is such a hunger and thirst for that good news, that this is where, you know, God was calling me to be full time, and just to have opportunities like that to share that good news with people like Yvonne, with children with special needs like Sergei, it's just really where my heart is.
Lena, I understand, as you mentioned earlier, you're from eastern Ukraine, a little closer to Russia, but I see from the show notes here that the war between Russia and Ukraine is kind of continuing. Is your family in danger now?
No, we moved to the center of Ukraine, to the capital, but my grandparents live there still, but they're safe. They live in the center of the city, and all the fights are going on, like, in the villages and that areas, and so they can hear it. Like, they can hear everything, all the shot, like, shooting and everything that's going on, and we still get news that, like, people are dying, soldiers from both sides, and so, yeah, it's still going on, and I hope many people already moved from that line, and so they can be safe. And I hope it's not going to move closer to any, like, direction. And I hope soon it's going to be over. But, yeah.
Well, I can see with the languages that you have and some of the neat things that God has prepared you for is going to be a really amazing tool for you in ministry. But, David, I'll shift to you now. What's happening with these governments? Are the governments cooperating with your ministry?
Oh, not necessarily, but they also aren't necessarily interfering. I keep saying this, I sound like a broken record, it comes down to relationships. And we only serve where we're invited to serve, where we have been welcomed, and where there's a need, and usually where there's an established ministry. And so we partner with them. Now, the local ministries, they have to deal with the government more than we do. And it depends on the country. Russia is probably the most difficult country in which we serve. They seem to be reverting back to many of the things that were there during communist times when it comes to religion and suppression and control. Whereas Ukraine, despite what we're hearing about warring and so on, it's they're spiritually very open. They've been Christians for a very long time. So working in Ukraine seems to be one of our easier countries in which to function.
Angela, who are you looking for? What do you need in the ministry? I mean, I know you need financial support, and we're going to give out I'll have you give out the web address again, but I also want to know, what kind of people do you, you know, I'm 60 plus years old. Do you take people like me? Do you take 18-year-old kids? Do you take families to help you with your camps?
We do. So here are the requirements. The requirements are you need to be able to speak English, you need to love kids, and you need to love Jesus. That's it. We have had kids as young as 12 traveling with us, with their parents, of course. And I think our oldest short-term team member was 87. So, it is doable. Some of our camps are a little bit more physically challenging. We do teen camps, and that's like a teen retreat. So I probably wouldn't recommend that for our 80-year-olds, but many of them, of our camps, look just like a vacation Bible school. So if you can volunteer for a vacation Bible school, you can come with us to Ukraine or Slovakia and participate in a camp.
How are the relationships that you develop on these short-term mission trips? How do those continue? Are you able to stay in touch with people that you meet and talk with?
In many cases, yes. And of course, with the advent of social media, it's become so much easier to do that. And we've even had students that that I had as 7 and 8 year olds find me on Facebook. And so even those relationships that we thought, you know, we might never be in contact with these kids again, suddenly there they are. And in many cases, we do hear how a single camp impacted their life. And I have lots of stories I could share with you, but of course, we don't have time today.
So it's Spiritual Orphans Network, which is S-O-N, one N, ETWORK.org.
Correct.
I don't say it as cool as you guys do, though.
Spiritual Orphans Network, or Spiritual Orphans Network, one N.
One
Sun
end.
Network, one end.
Sun right. Network, one end.
Right. That's because right. If you put two ends, it looks like sonnet work, and I'm not much of a poet, so.
So, Spiritual Orphans Network, Sun, etwork.org. Exactly. And we want to emphasize people go to that. There's a lot of things going on. You need people to help you financially, but you also want to create ministry teams to go and work in camps and those kind of things. Scott and Elena are going to be new full-time missionaries in Ukraine, and they're going to be coordinating some camps. Again, God willing and COVID be gone. That's our prayer today. Hmm. We're going to take a quick break and talk more about those camps in our final segment. We'll be back after these messages.
Hi, this is Adam Holtz, and you're listening to Plugged In.
You and the dragon are coming with me.
My sword here says we're not.
In the new movie Raya and the Last Dragon, now in theaters and available to rent on Disney Plus, we meet a new princess with a big problem. Raya is a spunky girl living on the continent of Kumandra. Her people are the guardians of a crystal called the Dragon Gem that protects Kumandra's five nations. Until, that is, hostility between those countries shatters the gem and unleashes an ancient evil. Raya and the Last Dragon's magical storyline draws from Chinese mythology, but it also emphasizes trust, sacrifice, and forgiveness. So we're giving Raya and the Last Dragon a 4 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Years ago, there was a slogan, life is short, play hard. King Solomon's slogan was, I'm in charge, pray hard. Listen to Skip Heitzig.
Solomon is feeling the weight, the leadership weight of his dad's kingdom upon his shoulders. And he realizes, look, I need wisdom to know how to handle these people and make decisions.
And God granted him two important things.
God gave him a vast breadth of understanding. An unusual amount of understanding and wisdom. So Solomon ruled with both his head and his heart.
Access Skip's entire teaching library at connectwithskip.com.
If you just rule with your head, if you've got all brains but no heart, the Bible says knowledge puffs up. Love builds up. It edifies.
Add the Connect with Skip high-tech Alexa skill to your Amazon device.
A balanced person has both brains and heart. Paul said, if I have all knowledge, but I have not love, I am nothing.
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lesko.
I see a kindness in the apostles in that this ministry was all done so that they could get salvation to other people. They didn't need to suffer. They were already saved. They didn't need to go through any of this and get beat. They could say, what do I need to keep doing? I already got salvation for me. Y'all, this isn't about us getting some blessing for ourselves. I believe God will bless your finances, can bless your finances, and wants to bless your finances and your life and your soul and your emotional health and your relational health and your family's health. I believe God wants to pour out blessing on you, but that's not really what this is about. This is about other people. This is about more people. This is about two other villages we must go. I'm hoping that there's a kindness upon your heart as you give these gifts, believing, God, I'm not just doing this to get. I don't give to get. I give because I've already received. Now I want other people to receive.
For more fresh thoughts, go to levilusko.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back in studio with Pastor David and Angela Breitenbach and Pastor Scott and Yana Yant. They are new missionaries in Ukraine. Angela, I'm going to come back to you.
All right.
We're making you work extra hard
today.
That's
okay.
So I want you to tell us how our listeners can specifically support the Yants and Joy for Ukraine.
Absolutely. So, you did mention that COVID has been financially challenging for us, and of course it has. And I think the perception is because we're not physically going, that we're maybe, sitting home eating chocolate. Which we do love, but that's not what we're doing. We're very, very busy, and in fact, in many cases, more so. The Lord has brought us the Younts, this Manal School partnership, and even a brand new missionary in Dubai, which is also a former communist country, by the way.
I didn't know.
There
I see
you go.
You've got all this cool
that's
stuff
right.
going on.
And so, to support us, we try to make it as simple as possible. Again, the website, Sun Network, S-O-N. etwork.org, and right at the top it says give, and there's a drop down, and of course area of most need is kind of our general fund. Most of that money, or large portion of that money, actually does go to support our programming like the Ounce, but if you feel compelled to give to them specifically, they're right there in the drop down and it says Joy for Ukraine.
Joy for Ukraine. And we're going to come back to you guys in just a second, but I want to go to David and specifically try to address the number of people that you need to join your team, Lord willing, that these countries open up here this summer and the countries where they'll be going.
Certainly. And it's kind of a loaded question in that we have team members that were ready to go last summer and who did not get a chance to. They are still on for this coming summer, but they're reduced. I think the average right now, we may have 6 people on a team. We really should have at least 10 people on a team. So you can think we need at least 4 more people for each of our countries. We're planning on going to Ukraine, to Albania, to Slovakia, and we have 2 teams for Slovakia, as well as Estonia. And if any of those countries pique your interest, please contact us. We'd love to talk with you and find out how God can use you to bring the gospel overseas.
And we already mentioned that you can email Angela at angela@sunnetwork.org, or you can call her at 505-274-4156.
Yes.
I'm going to go to Scott now. Scott, tell us your vision for Joy for Ukraine.
Joy for Ukraine, we're just all about bringing the joy of the gospel to orphans and children with special needs, because, you know, for them it can just be so isolating. Being in a wheelchair, it is so hard to get out and get around a lot of these former Soviet countries, because there are no ramps, there are hardly sidewalks, there's no handicap accessible buses for the city, and you know, you have these cookie cutter 5-story apartment buildings everywhere that don't even have elevators, and they'll live up on the 3rd floor or 4th floor, and all they have is mom to get them down. And just wanting to do these events, these camps that are going to bring the joy of the gospel into their lives. And it can be the same for the orphans. You know, sadly, so many orphans in Ukraine are social orphans. They have parents, but the parents have either just given them up because they had a disability, or might have, you know, alcohol problems or drug problems. And in the Soviet times, the government would just take them, and we're just going to put them out in these orphanages, sometimes in the most remote places, just out of sight. And so many Ukrainians don't even realize how many people with special needs there are in their own city. I've met so many that didn't even know Bila Tserkva, our city, has its own orphanage for boys with special needs. And have heard things like, oh no, we don't have special needs kids here. That's just America. And, you know, it can just be, they're forgotten, and we just want to come and bring the love of Christ into their lives.
Yeah. Lena, will you be close to your family when you get back to Ukraine?
Absolutely. I haven't seen them for like maybe 2 weeks or 10 days before we left, because they got sick a little bit. So we didn't want to maybe get sick also and not come here. So, but I miss them so much. So
yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. And are you doing some education right now to get a teaching credential?
I've done.
Oh,
my
you're
study.
All done.
Yes, I got my master's degree. So.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You're big time in terms of education. Me, I did whatever I could do minimally to stay eligible for basketball. That's a pathetic testimony, isn't it? And anytime you need me to come out and help you do some basketball camps, that's
come
what I want
us.
To know.
All right. Come with us.
That's what I want to know, because I love hoops.
That would be fantastic.
And there's some great players, especially from the area of the Balkans that has you know, several in the NBA now, you know, which is an amazing thing. I think I need to have an evangelical crusade to get these players in the NBA saved, and then we'll take them all back to their countries and
amen.
Turn everybody over for Christ.
Sports ministry. That's a big hit.
David, I want you to describe, we only have here 6 or 8 minutes left, but I want you to describe, Angela has emphasized several times today that all the countries you're in are former communist countries, and there is a hole left in the middle of people because of that. Describe that again for us, if you would.
I think it's difficult for us in America to really comprehend what the occupation of communism, the Soviet Union, did to people. It has left, as you mentioned, a hole in people. in order for a communist government to be successful, they have to be the sole focus. And so you do everything you can to take away anything that would distract from that. You destroy families. You take away religion. Any sense of self-examination. You look to the government for everything. Over three generations of people endured that. And while there was still a remnant that remained of people who knew Jesus Christ, it's very, very small, even today. And so there are genuinely people who have no idea that there is a God, much less a God who loves them, and certainly do not know about the saving grace in Jesus Christ. And so while we in America think, oh, everybody's at least had some exposure to the gospel, which I don't believe is true because I was one of those who was not, but that's another story. Where we serve, it's more common than not. Or they have an idea that it's a very judgmental God, and it's certainly not a relationship with God. And so this literally changes lives in some cases overnight just by hearing the gospel, because it's been ripped away from them. They don't know what they don't have. They honestly believe that they are orphaned in the world, that they're on their own. And without knowing that you have a global family of Christ, you can really make some poor choices in life.
Emphasize for us how churches can get behind you.
Certainly. We love to take church groups with us as part of our teams. Rarely do we have an entire team from just one church. And there's some really great joy and growth in that. We typically have members from all over the United States who come together as one team. But churches, we love to visit churches, and we can teach, we can preach, we can do whatever would benefit their membership. We certainly could use support, and we recommend that churches focus on just a few really good missions that they can get behind. Don't scatter and just give a little bit of money here and there, but if this is something that really speaks to you as a congregation, we would love to have that relationship with you. Most importantly, we'd love to have people serve with us. So that they can take what they learn back to their congregations. It gives you new, fresh eyes for the ministry needs in your own community. And we hear that over and over again. They see problems in Ukraine and Slovakia, and they think, wow, I've seen that in my own city, my own town. And they come back really invigorated and really willing to take on a new ministry in their own congregation. So that benefits everyone.
So I'm adding to David's title, Pastor and Coach David. Are you pretty motivated now, Scott, to go back to Ukraine?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Amen.
And I'm on the other side where we go into so many homes and we see the, you know, families that have come to the camps, and they show us all their photos, and they remember the names of the Americans who came, who were part of these teams, who poured out their love on their kids. And it's just, you know, it does make such an amazing impact on their lives. So for those who are thinking about going, these moms will love you and welcome you, and the kids, they'll remember you forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lena, I want to ask you about Americans. we have had some other guests that the Breidenbach have brought in, and I kind of confronted them on this. I said, okay, most of the people I have met from Ukraine are kind of serious individuals. So do you make fun of Americans, or do they bring you joy?
A little bit. I mean, they bring me lots of joy because I enjoy being here, and it's just such a nice people. Like, no matter where I go, I meet so many nice people. Like, I don't know. And I tell it to everybody, and they're like, really? And I'm like, yes.
What do you think about when you see Americans fighting their politics and all the goofy things going on in our country? Is that discouraging to you in other countries?
No, I think we also fight about this stuff. Mm. Like, we also argue about this and discuss it because it bothers people. And it's...
Yeah. Do you hear stories from, like, your grandparents and others, maybe even your parents, about what it was like under communism?
Yes, I hear some stories. We studied it at school a little bit, but it's so different. Every book describes it so, like, in such a different way. It depends on who's the author, and also of the, like, experience of each person is different. And so this, like, but mostly I hear first I hear like all the negative stuff, and then like from some people, oh, it was so much better than those days, like easier. And but I'm like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So.
But David, you've mentioned that to us before, where people kind of lose the incentive to think for themselves.
They do. Well, you think of the Israelites, they've been out of Egypt, and what do they start doing? They start grumbling and complaining, and it's a different experience. But if you put them back in that situation, just like the Israelites in Egypt, they soon recognize that that was not the way of life that God intended for them.
Yeah, David, I'd love for you to close our program today
praying.
My privilege.
Absolutely. Grace and loving Father, We have a mantra in our ministry that we connect spiritual orphans to the global family of Christ. However, Father, we know that you are the great connector. We are simply a conduit, as is every believer. And so, Father, we pray that in everything we think, say, and do, it is according to your will, and that we would be obedient to that will, that your kingdom would expand and grow, despite things that we put in its way. We're so grateful for how you do connect people across the globe. We are so grateful for those that you have called to serve, both in their own communities and overseas and everything in between. And we pray, Father, that you continue to bless our time together as we walk as yet by faith. These things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. SpiritualOrphansNetwork.org. SONETWORK.org. Thank you all for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.